Blackstone presents Challenger by Seth Ring. This book is read by Eric Jason Martin. Chapter 1. A drop of sweat fell from Thorne's brow, splashing on the anvil and sizzling away under the intense heat from the forge. Everything was bathed in the crimson light of the mountain of coals burning only a few feet away, but Thorne didn't mind the heat. His muscles hummed as he exerted every ounce of his strength, forcefully concentrating it into a single point at the tip of the hammer he held above his shoulder. For a long moment he remained still, continually layering his focus into the hammer, using his echoing will to empower the coming strike. The tension in the forge continued to grow more potent until it lay thick as a blanket, manifesting as an ethereal glow that covered everything like a mist. Letting out his breath, Thorne finally moved, the hammer falling with a gentle arc to land on a nondescript piece of turtle shell that sat on the top of the anvil. As soon as the face of the hammer made contact with the shell, it bounced slightly, impacting a second time with even more force. The forge shook as an unearthly amount of power was sucked from the air and channeled through the hammer into the shell. With a narrowed gaze, Thorne stared at the shell for a long moment, using his awareness to scan it in excruciating detail. There was a slight shimmer in the air, and a small winged figure materialized. "Didn't work?" Eve asked, casting a curious gaze at the shell.
"No," Thorne said, his deep voice filling the room. "The follow-up strike wasn't strong enough."
Whistling in amazement, Eve fluttered down to the shell and poked at it. Her finger transformed into a stream of black nanites that began to sweep across the surface of the shell before returning to rejoin her body.
"It is completely unbelievable that anything can be this hard. It doesn't make any sense," she said.
"It's a piece of Aragorn's shell, so it carries a part of his aspect," Thorne said with a shrug. "That means it embodies the very concept of eternity. We're dealing with endlessness rather than a physical material."
"Wouldn't that mean your efforts to reshape it are in vain?"
Smiling ruefully, Thorne wiped his forehead with a rag, clearing the sweat that had beaded there.
"No, I can tell it's workable, though it's certainly a more instinctive feeling than anything else. I just need to break through the threshold, and I should be able to reform the endless concept."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?